see Mary's faith be imperfect, be not basically a faith that asks questions. Mary had a faith that asked questions. And I take joy in that because God honors honest questions. The faith that asks questions. We're going to talk about that today. I'd like to, the text for today is Luke 1, 26 to 38. I'd like to read that old traditional story you've heard many, many times. Now in the sixth month, the angel Gabriel was sent from God to a city in Galilee called Nazareth. So it's the, in the context, it's the sixth month of Elizabeth's pregnancy. God sent Gabriel to Galilee, to a city called Nazareth, to a virgin engaged to a man whose name was Joseph, of the descendants of David. And the virgin's name was Mary. And coming in, he said to her, "Greetings, favored one. The Lord is with you." But she was very perplexed at this statement and kept pondering what kind of salutation this was. The angel said to her, "Do not be afraid, Mary, for you have found favor with God. And behold, you will conceive in your womb and bear a son, and you shall name him Jesus. And he will be great and will be called the Son of the Most High. And the Lord God will give him the throne of his father David. And he will reign over the house of Jacob forever, and his kingdom will have no end." And Mary said to the angel, "How can this be, since I am a virgin?" The angel answered and said to her, "The Holy Spirit will come upon you, and the power of the Most High will overshadow you. And for that reason, the Holy Child shall be called the Son of God. And behold, even your relative Elizabeth has also conceived a son in her old age. And she who was called barren is now in her sixth month. For nothing is impossible with God." And Mary said, "Behold, the bondslave of the Lord." And other translations read, "Behold, I am the Lord's servant. May it be done to me according to your word." And the angel departed from her. My favorite author, probably. C.S. Lewis wrote, "Once in our world, a stable had in it something bigger than the whole world." I'd like to take a look at the Christmas story this morning and be reminded that our baby Jesus that we have in under our trees and on our tables, how big he is and what it meant. And we don't want to miss the Christmas spirit and what Christmas is all about. So, text or the sermon this morning is faith that matters, because faith is a tough word to translate. In the Greek word has more to do with trust than know. We don't know Jesus rose from the dead. We believe it and we trust in it. None of us have been there. Well, let's first take a look at the fact who God chose and why he chose her. God interrupts our plans. He comes down, he sends an angel down, and the angel says, "You're highly favored." What? Mary? Who's Mary? She's in one of the, from the word, she's in a small little country. Well, first off, she's on a little tiny planet, Earth, if you think about the size of the universe. She's in a little area called Israel, in a little district called Galilee, in a little tiny town called Nazareth, which was considered kind of the, not a good neighborhood to be from. Okay, it was a bad area. So God is no respecter. He doesn't look the way we do. What made her favored? I submit to you that she was favored because God knew her and knew what her response would be. "I am the Lord's servant," she said. "I am the Lord's servant." What an important, important line for us this Advent season. Mary was available and willing. God comes into our plans and interrupts us. A lot of people who I've met and who I've discipled and studied the Bible with, they honestly want to find God's will. And they're trying so hard. What does God want me to do? What's my calling? How do I know what God's will is? I wonder what Mary's plans were. What she thought God's will was. Guess what? God's will is for you to be the type of Christian who is willing and available. What happened to Mary? God's will happened to her. God's will finds us. What's important is that we're the type of person that responds in faith. We live in a culture that is all about options. We make our plans. We want to set the terms. Before I moved here, I picked a cellular service for my cell phone that was I won't say which one it is now, but it was an unfortunate choice. I can't get a signal to save my life. Literally, probably. But I read it carefully. I got the best deal I could with the number of phones I needed, and I clicked the little box that said, I agree to the terms. Boom. That's the kind of culture we live in, but with Christianity, it doesn't work like that. God's will is what happens to us, and we have to choose how to respond. We don't get to click the terms. We only get to say, yes, God, I'm willing, or rebel. And live running from the Lord. Live feeling not close to the Lord. Well, I'd like to take a look at a couple Greek words. God interrupts. First off, my translation says very perplexed. What does yours say? Mary was greatly troubled, right? The Greek word here is from two Greek words put together. And the first word, dia, is over the top. Mary was completely to the maximum full. And the second word is upset, like stirred up. When I was doing this word study, I thought of the time when, well, I haven't pulled out a mixer in a while. And so I was making bread or brownies or something, and I zipped that mixer on number three, and I put it right in that bowl, and you know what happened, right? It went everywhere. What a mess. That reminds me what Mary must have felt like. Think about it. She's going about her day. She's engaged. She's got her plans. And an angel shows up and tells her she's pregnant. She's going to be pregnant. You would freak out too. She's human, just like us. We can relate to this girl. Mary was greatly troubled. She was freaking out. And look how she responds later. It's so interesting that the angel says, Mary, you found favor. You will conceive and bear a son. And then he says this great stuff in verse 32. Your son will be great. He will be called the Son of the Most High. And the Lord God will give him the throne of his father David forever and ever. And what does Mary say? Well, she's super spiritual and like, wow, that's going to be an awesome son. Let's go. No, she says, wait a second. How is this going to happen? From where I'm from, it takes two. The literal Greek is, I know not a man. I know not. Mary's faith asks. She says, how is this going to happen? I'd like to know. It's okay to have questions. It's okay to question your faith. When you have questions, it doesn't mean you don't have faith. Faith is what you do with your questions. Faith lives in the realm of doubt. Faith is what gets you through doubt. I have been with people in the darkest nights of their life. I've been with people that have gone through things that it would take my very heart away. And none of them say, I know what's going on. I know it's okay. They ask questions. They say, God, why? And God meets them there. Take your faith to God and be honest and ask him why and seek the answers. Come to Thursday Bible study or Wednesday. Or any Bible study. Get into the Word. Study it together. Study it with your spouse or your boyfriend or your girlfriend. Pull the Bible out. It's not against the law in our country. You won't go to jail. Really exciting. That's what it's like in some countries. God interrupts us. We have our plans. We set the terms. We want to have control of our life. God's will comes in and says, will you submit to my will? You can ask questions. Look at Job. His questions last for 30 unbelievable chapters or so. I don't know. For hours or days he asked and he asked and he asked and he never sinned against God. Faith asked. Don't be afraid to ask. I would submit to you that God is most pleased when you feel you're in darkness and you don't feel him and you don't feel close to him and you trust him anyways. That's raw faith. Faith is trust. Trusting in a God who will never, ever let you down. Mary responded, I am the Lord's servant. First she asked, and in her asking, she found her faith and submitted to the Lord's will. Control is an illusion. We spend our lives trying to get control of our lives. It's an illusion. Some of us Christians, we all struggle with different aspects as we grow spiritually. And sometimes it's so easy to get caught up in, I'm serving the Lord. If someone asks us, are you a Christian? Yes, I'm a Christian. I go to church. I do this. I do that. I do this. Sometimes it's hard, but I'm doing it. That sounds right. But where's the joy? We're talking about joy today. Let's have joy that Mary asks questions. Let us be the Christian who, when we're asked, are you a Christian, we say, yeah, can you believe it? God's grace chose me. I'm his child. Christmas isn't about what you do. It's about what God did for you. God interrupts us. We respond with questions. And ultimately, we need to respond with a submissive faith. After all, God is the King. Consider this. The distance between the earth and the sun is 93 million miles. 93 million. So let's take that 93 million, hold that number in your head, and say this piece of paper represents 93 million miles. If you wanted to reach the closest star, you would take this piece of paper and put how many more on top? How many times 93 million? 75 feet of paper to reach the closest star. 93 million over and over, a number we could not even dare to say. 4.24 light years away is the closest star, not including the sun. Consider the Milky Way. The Milky Way is not in feet. The diameter of the Milky Way, we wouldn't measure in feet, 75 feet of paper. The Milky Way would be 300 miles of pieces of paper. Get the diameter of the Milky Way. The number of stars in the Milky Way is uncountable. People who study the stars say there's between 100 and 400 billion stars in the Milky Way. Just in the Milky Way. God created this world, this universe, with what? A word. The Bible says that Jesus holds the universe. universe together with his power. And we want God to come into our life on our terms. We serve a great, great God. Let our response be like Mary's. He says in verse 46, "My soul magnifies the Lord. My spirit reaches in God my Savior. For he has looked on the humble state, the state of his servant." That's how Mary sees herself. "For behold, from now on all generations will call me blessed. For he who is mighty has done great things for me. And holy is his name." This Christmas, may we capture the bigness of our God. The whole world one day was in a manger. And submit our lives to him. That's the Christmas message. It's about what God did for us. It's about grace. Let me close with this story. The story is told by Elizabeth Elliot in her book, The Path of Loneliness. An old story about a king who would go out to his village, the streets in his village, and meet his subjects. One day, a beggar was sitting by the roadside, eagerly holding out his alms bowl, saw the king coming, but can't wait for the king to come up to him and make a nice donation. The king arrived, and instead, the king asked the beggar to give him something. The king asked the beggar for something. Taken aback, the beggar fished 3 grains of rice from his bowl and dropped them into the king's outstretched hand. When at the end of the day, the beggar poured out what he had received, he found his astonishment. There were 3 grains of pure gold in the bottom of the bowl. Oh, how he wished he'd given all of his grains of sand to the king. God takes the little bit we have and blesses it. He interrupts our lives. He's got a plan we can't even conceive. And he wants us to trust him, but not always supernatural. Sometimes we need to ask questions. Faith. A faith that matters is an honest faith. A faith that asks questions. Let's respond to the sermon today by standing and singing together.